Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to What If? If you tuned into my previous podcast, you know my topic was leadership lessons. Hope you made time to listen, since it was an outstanding way to build your skills as a leader. In case you missed that podcast, I began by clarifying why leadership communication is essential, and then I went on to discuss 10 specific ways to strengthen how you sound as a leader. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you're applying what was addressed regarding leadership lessons. Now let's move on to this month's topic. It's rare to find an individual who enjoys public speaking. Well, at least that's been my experience since I first began Profitable Speech. Usually, what people feel most anxious about is the answer to that burning question, what if? Here's a compilation of 12 public speaking tips that you may determine you want to try. Now, let's give you the tools you need to succeed. My source is from a 2018 blog post by Katie Tripsis. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to the podcast more than once and share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Okay, let's get started. We know that public speaking has long been noted as an extremely common fear. What we may not know is that this fear emanates from obsessing on asking ourselves, what if? Of course, this can range from, what if I blank out? To, what if I'm boring? Or, what if I don't know the answer to a particular question? The list of what ifs is endless. Tip number one is offered by a speaking professional. Practice your opening lines. Go over your first 60 seconds of content again and again. Yes, this makes perfect sense because you see, starting strong helps us feel much more confident and is a solid indicator for the balance of our presentation. Tip number two is offered by an SEO consultant or search engine optimization. Create a personal success mantra. Recite your mantra and manage your thoughts. It really helps to remind ourselves that we've prepared sufficiently and that we have the necessary tools to be successful. After all, any fears we have in our mind, we've created, so replacing those fears with our own mantra serves us very well. Tip number three is offered by an executive coach. Phone a friend for support. This is about having supportive conversations coming from different angles. Now, I don't concur with this because the person we contact may not be available when we call. Additionally, while that individual is well-intended, they may not say words that you find helpful. So you see, there's an inherent risk. Tip number four, offered by a marriage and family therapist. Reframe your nerves into excitement. Tell yourself these nerves and any stress related are preparing you to do something great. This advice is correct. In fact, we often mistakenly believe that having jitters is problematic. Well, not so, particularly if we reframe nervousness into excitement. This is an area with which I've helped many clients. Tip number five is offered by a keynote speaker. Go back to your childhood self by sniffing Crayola crayons. This scent has been proven to lower blood pressure and relax our nerves. Well, I can't say I've heard of doing this. However, if it works, then by all means, use it. Tip number six is offered by a podcast host. Arrive early. Getting to your speaking engagement early is always sound advice and one I highly recommend. I advise my clients on exactly how to use this extra time wisely. Tip number seven is offered by a professional speaking coach. Imagine yourself succeeding. Visualize a standing ovation. This can be easily incorporated into the technique of visualization, which has many positive results. Tip number eight, offered also by a professional speaking coach. Remove any distractions. Now, for example, this may be pocket change or perhaps your cell phone. The point is, feel a sense of control, which I absolutely support. Tip number 9, offered by a management consultant. Make friends with your nerves. Understand that your nerves are not your enemy. This is actually related to reframing, and it helps us have a different perspective about our nerves. Tip number 10 is offered by an HR director. Take a moment for yourself. Taking time alone is good common sense and one that I believe has value for all of us. Tip number 11 is offered by a marketing manager. Trust that you've prepared yourself enough. As I've stated to my clients, we often spend more time on our content rather than on preparing ourselves, when indeed the latter is truly what matters. And finally, tip number 12, offered by a professional speaker. Move around. Yes, this is a very positive way to channel any excess energy that we may be experiencing. In closing, my podcasts are as diverse as my clients and my prospects, and that means you. My intent is to offer information you can apply immediately. By placing your attention on strategies for the what-ifs, you're well on your way to becoming a memorable business person, and it always serves you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.